So do you remember your first orgasm?
I do, because I was 16. It took me that long to get it right.
Really?
Yeah, I'd been trying since I was like 12.
Oh, okay.
But I just didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. So I was like, I was just kind of feeling around and nothing really happening and I couldn't really feel anything.
Yeah.
And then, like, I read an article in, like, Clio or something.
Oh, yay for girls. Yeah, yay,
Clio, thank you. Oh, God, I might never have got it right otherwise. But, they're basically, like, it was kind of like a guide to how to do it. Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, you might not feel anything at first, but keep going. Whereas I always was like, oh, I can't feel anything.
Thinking okay. For like instant gratification.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't press the button.
Yeah. Ah, oh, how good would that be?
So if I had like unexpected orgasms, like, you know, because of a tight pair of jeans or something like that.
Yeah, once on the train I had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, I had tight jeans and, like, you know, like the seam on the underside was just in the right place. I had like my legs crossed.
Rubbing.
Yeah, and it was all vibrations from the road.
Yeah.
On the train. I was just like, oh. Oh. Yeah, and I missed my stop because I didn't want to get off.
Excellent. We love that story. So, are you quite a frequent person? Like, do you need a few orgasms a week?
Yeah, I do. It's such good stress relief.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't sleep,
yeah, just like, that's a good your body that, just relaxes.
Totally. Well, like, if I'm bored, I do it. If I'm studying and I don't want to study, yeah, then, like, my mind kind of wanders. Yeah, exactly.
Just do it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever sort of had an urge to, like, play out a sort of porn sequence or something like that with your partner?
Yeah, I've had, like, a threesome once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm sure that was inspired by the porn that we watched.
Yeah. So was that good?
Yeah, that was good. I went for, like, 9 hours.
Wow.
I know. He didn't come the whole time.
Oh, did he come at the end?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, but it'd be like, I know, you'd be waiting for that long.
Give him a gold medal.
He nearly died at the end.
Just a massive coronary. Yeah,
exactly. Brain aneurysm, it's all over. But, you know, we got our fun, so who cares?
So what were you doing? But it's hell or 9 hours then.
Well, like, one of us would come and then we'd kind of change positions. So, like, we started, it was just me and her and him watching. And then... Yeah. Like, she came, so I got on top of him, and then I came, so he got with her again, and then, like, we'd all kind of get involved. And my favourite was when she was, like, going down on him and I was behind her.
Yeah.
Like, while she was on the floor, so that was really good. And he liked that too.
Yeah. Like a sort of daisy chain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, daisy chain, totally.
So do you use that as for fantasy now when you ever have masturbation?
Yeah, flashbacks.
Is it one of your favourite
definitely.
Things to think
because it really happened.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's different to fantasy, it's a memory.
So have you ever been caught in the act or anything like that?
I've been caught masturbating.
Oh, have you? Where were you?
I was in my bed, but I had music on, like in my iPod. And my mum came in to tell me dinner was ready and I didn't hear it. So, like, I kept going. Like, I had my eyes closed with my music on and then I opened my eyes and she's sort of going... Like, on top of me. Like, I didn't even know how long she'd been there for. I was just, like, screamed at the top of my lungs.
God, that would be...
And then had to pretend I wasn't doing anything. I was just leaving. Yeah, like, I had my dinner up to here, but she would have been able to see, like...
Your hand moving.
Exactly, yeah. But we were both like, nothing's happening. Just pretend. Dinner's ready. Okay, bye. Oh, God. It's
excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not good.
No.
You don't like getting caught by our mums.
No. Or dad.
So do you like listening to music when you...
Sometimes, yeah. I like to, like, rub to the...
In time,
yeah. Chemical Brothers is really good for that, actually.
Oh, cool. Good try. Because you're a dancer, aren't you?
Yeah.
So is that where the sort of love of music comes from?
I think so, yeah. I'm just feeling the rhythm, getting to the rhythm of music. Yeah.
Sexy. So do you listen to music when you have sex?
Yes.
Do you find that then the rhythm of the sex follows
sometimes, well? Yeah, if it's possible.
Yeah.
It's like techno.
Oh, my God. That's going way too fast.
Yeah. Yeah, like if there's kind of nice ballady romantic music, then we might start feeling a bit passionate. Yeah. And then if it's like dirty, like Marilyn Manson, just dirty, filthy sex.
Banging away.
Yeah, exactly. Which is awesome.
So what's the sex you prefer? Or you just like a lot of variety with it?
I'm probably all for the dirty banging sex.
Yeah. So do you remember when you had your first orgasm during sex?
It was with a girl.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was fingering me, and I was rubbing my clit, and it was just
cool.
That I couldn't stop.
Oh, so you just said, yeah. A great big long.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay. I'm going to, like, it was really quick.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I know this is quick, but I can't stop it. Yeah, it was awesome.
So did it feel like several in a row, or was it just a really, really...
It was just, like, this incredible, massive, like, because I'd never really felt it before, and
oh, wow.
My whole body was going, wow, this is awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. So did that, because do you sort of stimulate yourself literally when you're
That's how I pretty much do it. I don't really penetrate. So it was, penetrate.
Like, for her to be penetrating, so I'm like, added extra stimulation.
Like, yeah, I just never even, like, I never felt like that before.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you got to do it a lot more after that.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I like what you do. More. So was she more experienced than you? Was she sort of
I was only like 17 and she was, I think, 20.
Oh, cool. So how did you meet?
We met through friends, like randomly at a party. And we had this big party patch where we were both drunk. And then, like, I didn't see her for a while. And then, like... I think we ran into her. I ran into her at like a bar or something.
Oh, okay, so you had the alcohol thing.
Yeah, more in alcohol. But I wasn't quite as drunk, and I was so nervous, like going up to her, because I thought,
really?
I don't know if she'd remember. I don't know if she'd regret it. And I'm like, she was like, oh, hey, yeah, we're looking for you. I'm like, really? Yeah,
that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It was lovely to have you today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
That's cool.
And, oh yeah, thank you.